This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional Special. We're taking a look at Psalm 91. And today we find ourselves at verse 11. And probably verse 12 as well. I'm not quite sure yet. It depends. It really does depend. And it says this: "For he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go." I'll say that again. "For he..." that is God Almighty himself, "will order his angels to protect you wherever you go." I'm not using these words lightly here. I'm reading what is right out of the Bible, the Holy Scripture. "For God himself will order his angels." Underline that word. If you've got that word in your Bible, underline it. "For he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go." And why will he do that? You see, right at the beginning of the psalm, we see that the psalmist Moses, we believe it was Moses, says these words: "Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty." Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. And Moses is declaring this very strongly by saying, "Listen, no evil will conquer you, no plague will come near your tent or near your home," he says in verse 10. And then he says, "For he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go." Protection. We're looking at this word protection today. And the fact that God Almighty is ordering his angels to protect you wherever you go, if you make the Most High your dwelling place, if you say to the Most High God, "You are my number one priority," if you live under the canopy of his praise, this, beloved, is what he's going to do. He's going to protect you. You know, here is a little testimony for you. I found that out myself yesterday. As I was coming to land into Stansted Airport in London, I landed and I was walking quite wearily toward my transport, my motorbike. And as I was walking, I suddenly put my hand in my pocket and found out that I didn't have the keys to my bike, so therefore I was going to be stuck. So I stopped and I looked everywhere. I looked for my bike keys everywhere. I looked in my pocket, in my bags. I emptied everything out. I was looking so diligently for my keys and I couldn't find them. And I thought, what on earth have I done with those keys? What have I done with those keys? And just before I flew out, I'd been with friends and we'd been praying that God would protect me as I was driving home. It was going to be late at night and I'd be on my motorbike. And we were asking for God's protection. And suddenly, there I am with no keys. Well, in the end, I had to take a cab back to my home. I had to take this taxi. And I was driving with this taxi driver who just happened to be born again of the Spirit of God. And I was explaining to him, I didn't know he was born again, but I was explaining to him that I'd lost my keys and I therefore had to take a taxi. And he was just saying, "Maybe this is God's mercy." And I knew that God Almighty himself was protecting me right at that moment. I just knew it. I sensed it. I felt it. And I just knew that God was protecting me. And I felt him say to me, "David, I am protecting you. I did not want you to drive your motorbike tonight. I did not want that to happen, so I am protecting you." And I felt it, and I knew it. and I spoke to my friend who had been praying. And this person said to me, I felt it as well. This was God's protection over your life. Beloved, look at what it says. For he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go. There was another time I was driving my motorbike back from a Christian conference in London. And as I was driving my bike, I went sailing past my exit on the motorway, on the freeway. And as I did that, I started to get really frustrated and I said, Lord, why did that happen? Why did that happen? I've got an awful journey now. I've got another 15 miles to do instead of the 5 miles that I did have to do. Now I've got another 15 on top. Lord, I just want to get home. And I felt the Lord say, if you had turned left onto your exit, you would have been killed on that road, for I was protecting you. And I know that I know that I know that I know that that was absolutely true. I know this, beloved, about my life. I know that the Lord God Almighty is protecting me. And I know that he is ordering his angels to protect me wherever I go. Here's a scripture for you. This is a wonderful scripture. It comes from Luke's Gospel, the 4th chapter and verse 10. It says, for it is written, he will command his angels, that word again, that ordering, that commanding his angels concerning you to guard you carefully. There is some other words from Luke. And as we carry on, we see in 2 Kings verse 19, chapter 19 and verse 35. I want you to watch this because this is really interesting, this verse. It says, that night the angel of the Lord went out and put to death 185,000 in the Assyrian camp. When the people got there the next morning, all there were dead bodies. That's in 2 Kings. What I want you to see very carefully is that night the angel of the Lord, the angel, one angel alone, put to death 185,000 in the Assyrian camp who were enemies. Beloved, just know this. Just understand this. When I say to you, God Almighty, if you make him your most high dwelling place, if you say that you are going to make God number one priority in your life, if you are going to live under his canopy of praise, under his shadow, if you are going to say yes to that, then you know this is exactly what is going to happen for you too. And maybe it's happening now, and praise be the name of Jesus if it is, because this is so important. For he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go. Let's just look very briefly at verse 12. It says this, they will hold you up with their hands, so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone. These angels will hold you up with their hands, so you will not even hurt your foot on a stone. That is just how much God Almighty wants to protect you, beloved. Why? Well, it's simple. It's so simple. He wants to protect you because he loves and adores you. He wants to protect you because when you made that declaration that you wanted to follow Jesus, from that day, he has wanted to protect you. But beloved, when you made that decision, I want you to know this, that God had already put his finger on your life. For you didn't choose him. He chose you. He chose you. He put his finger on your life that day. He chose you before the creation of this world. It is so hard to get to grips with that concept, but it's the truth. It's what the Bible tells us. He chose you before the beginning of time because he already knew that he was going to make you. He already knew that he wanted you. He already knew that he was going to protect you and look after you and care for you. He knew it. because you are his child. You are his adopted child. You didn't choose him. He chose you. And all you've got to do to make this complete is say, yes, Lord, I will make you number one priority in my life because you are it for me. You are everything for me. And I know, Lord, that I know that you are protecting me. The Bible is telling us very, very clearly. I love this psalm for so many reasons. But one of those reasons is these words of protection, these words of affirmation that he is protecting us. For he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go. They will hold you up with their hands, so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone. Is this not becoming iconic to you? Is this not changing your perception? Is this not changing your life? Beloved, let's put aside all differences in Christianity. Let's put aside all of this doctrine. Let's put aside all of these rules and regulations and just let's say, Lord God Almighty, because you love me, I will do your will. That is all you need. That is all you need to know. You need to know that once you have said yes to Jesus, once you have made him number one priority in your life, the only thing that is important is that we follow God's commandments, that we follow what he wants us to do with our lives so that we can be a part of his perfect plan. Can you see that? Can you sense that? Can you know that? That this is it. This is what he wants, and this is what we must do. For he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go. They will hold you up with their hands so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone. Say these words with me, beloved. Just say these words after me. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for saving me. I ask you in Jesus' name now to help me make you the number one priority in my life. I will follow you for the rest of my life, world without end. Amen and amen. Lord God, I pray in Jesus' name, protect me with a hedge of protection. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And amen.